This meditation is called A Unique Being. Allow yourself to arrive here in this moment, feeling your breath, perhaps your feet planted flat on the floor. And consenting to this experience, to taking something in, to noticing, to being fully here. For this meditation, I'm going to read you the words of the poem A Unique Being by Virginia Satir. First, I'll read them by changing the pronouns to you. And then I'll read the poem in its original form. As I read these words, notice what happens in your body. Notice what words you can take in, and what feels like it's met with resistance. Notice what feels true. And when something feels true, what happens in your body? What you feel? What comes to mind? And when something feels disconnected or untrue, perhaps notice what happens in your body and how you feel, with all of this being something you can simply be curious about, simply noticing what your body has to say. A unique being. You can accept that you are a unique being, with similarities and differences to every other person. There is no one exactly like you. All the courtesies, love, and energy that can be extended to any other human, you also give to yourself. Because you are a unique being, worthy of appreciation and high self-esteem. As I read these words again to you, allow yourself to be curious and notice again. Perhaps you might notice something stronger, something different. You accept that you are a unique being, with similarities and differences to every other person. There is no one exactly like you. All the courtesies, love, and energy that can be extended to any other human, you can also give to yourself. Because you are a unique being, worthy of appreciation and high self-esteem. Let's try another experiment. I'll read the poem again to you, but this time I'll use the pronoun I. Try saying these words to yourself in your own voice. Notice what it's like, what feels difficult to imagine saying or thinking. Perhaps what feels comforting, grounding, loving. I accept that I am a unique being. With similarities and differences to every other person. There is no one exactly like me. All the courtesies, love, and energy that can be extended to any other human, I also give to myself. Because I am a unique being, worthy of appreciation and high self-esteem. Now is a good moment to notice what's happening in your body. To pay attention to your unique being. As I read these words to you one last time, using the pronoun I, notice if this feels different this time. What goes in? Which words still feel stuck and not quite your own? I accept that I am a unique being. With similarities and differences to every other person. There is no one exactly like me. All the courtesies, love, and energy that can be extended to any other human. I also give to myself. Because I am a unique being. Worthy of appreciation and high self-esteem. Because this meditation today was more therapeutic in nature, perhaps stretching or revealing in some way, think of something from this experience for which you can be thankful. Perhaps something you learned about yourself, something you want to take with you perhaps a phrase to say over and over and over throughout your day to remind you of something that feels anchoring and grounding. And then when you're ready, three breaths, and then come back to the room.